Syrian troops travelling on tanks, armoured personnel carriers and buses have moved into two northern towns in the country. Chris Altieri reports.
The growing intensity of Syria's attempts to end protests by force comes despite an increase in international appeals for an end to violence and a start to talks aimed at real reform. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon yesterday called on Syria's president to stop the bloodshed in his country and engage in dialogue before it's too late. Various estimates say that as many as 1,400 civilians have been killed since March when protests began against more than four decades of rule by the family of Assad. Syria's crackdown on protesters has also created a refugee crisis, with thousands of people fleeing an especially volatile northern area into neighboring Turkey.
We have 8,421 Syrian citizens. Out of these, 2,132 are women, 4,368 children.
Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoglu told reporters his country is also calling on Syria to end the bloodshed.
We will share all of our opinions with our Syrian counterparts in order to help the improvement of the situation.
While the UN Security Council authorized military action to protect civilians in Libya, a much milder resolution that would merely condemn Syria for its deadly crackdown on protesters and demand an immediate end to the violence is being held up in the Security Council by Russia and China. I'm Chris Altieri.